A Song of Fortune, A Classical Guitar. Chapter 7. To know oneself and make it unified in the Atmatattva. The Fortunate One said, "Now listen how you, O son of Pritha, with your mind fixed on me in the unification that I care about, can move beyond doubt concerning this completeness of me. Let me tell you in detail how, once you get the hang of this knowledge growing wise with it, that to you would be all you need to know in this world. Among the thousands, but a single one is interested in the perfection, and of those, but a single one is really aware of this integrity of mine. What I consist of in a material sense are the energies of the earth, the water, the air, the ether, the mind, the intelligence, and the ego. Try to understand, O man of grip, that besides this lower energy of mine, there is a superior one which, supporting all the world, is the self of me in which every living soul is situated. All that is created roots in these two energies, and as such you should know me to be the eternal source of the manifestation as well as the fragmentation you find in the world. Beyond this superior energy of mine, which is like the thread that connects all the pearls on a string, there is nothing else to be found, O winner of the wealth. In that I am the taste of water, O son of Kunti, the light of the sun and the moon, the primal mantra Aum in all the holy books, the sound one finds in the ether, and the prowess in man. I am the original smell of the earth, the heat of the fire, the life in all living beings, and the penance of the repentant I am. Know, O son of Pritha, that I am the seed of all living beings, the original intelligence of the intelligent, and the command of the ones in power. I am of the strong the strength that is free from desire and attachment, and, O master of the dynasty, of the sex life of the living being, I am the consistency with nature. And remember, of all the states of goodness, passion and darkness one may be in, that they are more a part of me than that I am a part of them. The whole world is under the influence of these states, and is deluded by them, not knowing me, the one who is situated above them as the inexhaustible supreme. The divinity of this setup of mine in the sense of the natural modes is a most difficult thing, but those who have accepted me as the integrity are very well able to overcome this illusory energy. The corrupted ones and the foolish, whose Atmatattva is clouded by the bewildering effect of the modes, do, because of their unenlightened state, not respect me. Arjuna, of the pious who respect me, there are four types: the ones in trouble, the ones curious, the ones desiring my opulence, and the ones of the Atmatattva. Of these, the one in devotion, always connected in the Atmatattva, is most dear to me, because the one loving the knowledge, who holds me high, is held high by me. All Atmatattva persons are most certainly magnanimous souls, and I dare say that they, in their being connected in the soul, are equal to me, for in me that highest destination is found. After so many trials of life, the one of Atmatattva, he who loves to know equal-minded, accepts me as the original divinity of all success, and such a one, you know, one rarely encounters. In their desires, the ones who lost sight of the Atmatattva, according to their own nature, abide by lesser gods and lesser regulations. They who, according to their own desire, faithfully adhere to whatever divinity, are by me confirmed in their faith, though. Inspired by such a form of connectedness, they achieve what they aspire, for that is how I, and no one else, arranged the connectedness for them. But because it concerns a lesser intelligence, those fruits are but temporary. They who want the gods go to them, and they who want me come to me. Not knowing the supreme integrity of the duality of my invincible lower and imperishable higher existence, the less intelligent assume that I acquired a form from the unapparent. I, in the sense of being that unborn and inexhaustible reality, am not that evident to everyone, because the foolish, covered by illusory concepts of union, have no clue about my integrity. The past, the present, and the future of all living beings is clear to me, Arjuna, but I am not that clear to them. O scion of Bharata, all the living beings who took their birth have to suffer under the illusion brought about by the deluding duality of likes and dislikes. This illusory duality dissolves with persons who, pious in their activities, reached the end of their ulterior motives. They are the ones who, free from delusion and with determination to serve my cause, engage with devotion. All the ones who take to my shelter to be freed from the burden of old age and death are actually God-conscious people. They know everything about what to do in favor of the transcendence. Connected in the spirit, they, even when they are about to die, know me as the one sovereign over all of the material manifestation, all divinity, and all sacrifices.